It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Oh my God, dude, I can't even. Lou Ferrigno's in here. I can't even look at him in the face. I'm so nervous. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Mr. Ferrigno.
Thank you.
Of course, for Roz and I, we know you as the Incredible Hulk.
Uh-huh.
Still holding that title. How does that feel that, you know, after all these years, that a character like the character that you've played on television and in movies has still really stood the test of time?
Well, great, because the legacy now is almost 40 years, and the fact that the adventure movies, I did the voice, but I'm very excited because since I began the TV series back in 1976, little did I realize that it would go so far, because now we have the feature film, we have the comics, we have the big fan expo. I mean, the excitement. The Hulk basically is the biggest franchise if I was a comic character.
When did they approach you with Avengers? Or did you fight for that? How did that happen?
I wanted to do the voice. I talked to the producer because I know how the Hulk thinks and feel.
Right.
I was very excited because I want to be in the film. Of course, I'll be in the next one. But I'm happy because it's kind of like icing on the cake, because I did the grounds and everything, because I didn't want it to sound mechanical. I wanted it to sound different.
Yeah.
Because I've done the voice before for the last Hulk movie, also for the animated cartoon, so it's part of my life.
And also, you finally got the budget the Hulk deserves, right?
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, finally, like, that's the payoff. Like, I'm watching it, I'm like, that's the payoff for you. You finally get that voice with a budget, and it's done in that way.
What's interesting is that because the Hulk saved the day, so now the it could be a spinoff. It could be a TV series now. And also, it could be a separate movie of the Hulk himself, because he stole the show.
Mocha has been, he brought his resistance bands in this morning because he was terrified to meet you, so he wanted to pump up a little bit.
That's why he's hiding behind
why he's hiding behind the board.
I've been using these all morning, but...
That's good. Keep doing it.
It didn't work. You still work out? You obviously still do. What's your workout routine like?
I train 5 to 6 days a week, like an hour, 15 minutes. I do moderate weight training. I don't train as heavy as I used to, but I train pretty intense.
Yeah.
And, it's part of my life.
People may not realize that back then, when you started doing Hulk and then Schwarzenegger was Conan, the rivalry in show business between you two, I don't know if there's been a bigger rivalry between two guys in show business since then. Because you're so big and you're still in such good shape, did you kind of smile a little bit a couple years ago when those pictures came out of Arnold where he had gone soft? And you hadn't, you kind of won. Like, that's the test, right?
Well, you know, I don't point a finger at anyone. I just, as long as I'm going to be the best I can be, because, you know, everybody has a different personal preference.
But you won.
I think so. I'll leave it up to you. I don't know if you know this. 1976.
He just pointed his finger at me and it terrified me.
1976, I lived here. I played for a short time for the Toronto Argonauts.
No.
Yes.
What? Really?
Yes, Andrew Jackson was my coach. Anthony Davis was on the team. In 1976, I was cut from the team, but I had a great experience. I was here for a whole month. I stayed at St. Andrew's College. We played on AstroTurf with scrimmage twice a day. It was great.
Are you doing a reality show? Is that what you're doing now? Are they pitching one for you, or are you...
Well, I'm talking to different producers. Apparently, my next movie coming out called The Liberator. It's a great action movie. It's about a government agent that was rejected from the military, and he decided to take action. And I've been... The whole year, I've been on The Celebrity Apprentice.
That was great. You were great on Celebrity Apprentice.
Getting humiliated, getting beat up every week, you know?
It's Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. Lou Ferrigno is here with us inside the Kiss 92.5 studios. Of course, the original Incredible Hulk. How'd you end up getting that role anyway?
I was training for the Mitchell Olympia in 1977. They were filming the Hulk TV series with another actor named Richard Kiel. And one day, the director came on the set with his son. The boy said, hey, Dad, this is not the Hulk. The Hulk looked like... a big muscular guy in the comic book, because Richard Kiel wasn't a muscular guy. But they did a nationwide search, and they called me. I went down for the screen test. Believe it or not, the next day, they reshot the whole pilot, and I was filming. The next day, no experience, no acting experience. It changed my life completely.
There were all sorts of rumors. I remember I was growing up, and how they made you green was, that was like urban legend before there was even urban legends. There were stories that they made you green by like rubbing clay on you,
yes,
and they used to spray paint you, and then there was rumors that... you knew that the paint was going to kill you and you didn't care. Like, the legend of how they painted you green and the damage it was doing to your body lasted like 20 years.
They get a ball of clay, they put on six coats of makeup. I'd be standing there with a green underwear with my arm outstretched, I'll tell you, it was the most uncomfortable feeling in the world.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
But it didn't do any physical. You're not. It didn't damage you in any way.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Pacemaker. No
okay.
damage.
That's what you heard those rumors,
just
though, right?
I was more pitch wearing all the makeup.
With Fan Expo,
I'll be there today at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the whole time signing autographs.
What do you think of a non-gluten diet? Everybody's doing that right now. I need to get your opinion on it.
Hulk smash gluten diets. All right, Lou Ferrigno, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show, man.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station. Kiss 92.5.